This is Nightlife
with Philip Clark
on ABC Radio.
Hey, you might remember late last year we spoke about the Million Year Ice Core Project. I mean, Australia's quest to find the oldest ice on Earth. Ice that is over a million years old. Now, obviously, you have to dig a very deep hole in Antarctica to find it. The Million Year Ice Project is believed, well, one of the beliefs of scientists is that if we can get back that far, we can start to begin to explain how and why past climate emergencies were dealt with on Earth, how they've changed, and might enable us to predict the future climate of our planet too. The project is run by the Australian Antarctic Division. It's been described as the most ambitious over-snow Antarctic expedition we've seen in decades, requiring an incredibly complicated traverse to the site where the ice core is. Because it's not just, you don't just go ashore in a rubber ducky and, you know, or a Zodiac and hack away. The drill site is way inland. Drilling the samples themselves and then bringing all of it back, of course, for scientific testing is all extraordinarily difficult and extraordinarily technical too. The great news is that the traverse, that's lugging all the stuff in there, has been successfully completed, and field leader Sharon Labud is joining us now from Tassie. Sharon, good evening. Welcome to Nightlife.
Hi, Phil. How are you?
Not too bad. I hope you've warmed up.
I certainly have. It's a lot nicer, a lot better weather here in Tassie than where we've been the last few months.
Tell me about that. You've just returned from the traverse. So you've been in there, what, through to the drill site, have you?
Yes, we were very successful this year. We travelled from Casey about 1,200 kilometres all the way to the drill site.
Wow. Well, tell me, how long, that's about 1,000 kilometres, is that right?
Yep, just over 1,000 kilometres, and it took us around 20 days to get there.
Now, we're not just going in there on skis and backpacks, are we? Taking things in there. Tell us about the trip. I mean, what was on the traverse? What sort of gear were you taking? What sort of vehicles were you taking?
For the traverse this year, we had two snow groomers and five Challenger tractors.
Mm-hmm.
And we had, I think it was around 14 sleds of cargo, living vans and fuel.
So just a small expedition by the sound of it, Sharon.
Just a little. I think the sleds all up was around 300 tonnes, something like that, we towed.
Tell us about you had to traverse across a lot of ice. It's, some 1,300 kilometres, as you said, and 3,000 metres above sea level to get to the site where the deep drilling will happen. Where is the site exactly? It's in the high interior. It's not of the East Antarctic ice sheet. Tell us about that.
Yeah, that's correct. It's, like you said, 1,200 kilometres from the coast. It's not far from another station, which is a French Italian station on the inland.
Mm-hmm.
And, the elevation is around 3,200 metres. And even in summer, like, we encountered temperatures down to minus 40, 45, something like that.
Minus 45. Well, you can't be outside in those kind of temperatures, can you? Not for very long.
Oh, you can. You just need to make sure you're rugged up very well. And, we're very lucky to have a traverse living van and everything nearby. So, like you said, work outside for a little bit and then come in and warm up and go back out and do it all again.
When you say work outside, but you couldn't, obviously every piece of skin has to be covered, does it?
Yeah, you definitely, any little piece of skin at that temperature, you don't want to have it exposed or anything like that. So you're wearing goggles, full face mask, everything covered.
Mm. So you were leading a team of what, I think it was small, wasn't it, about 10 people, is that right?
That's correct, 10 of us.
Yeah, okay. All right. I imagine you'd have to carefully select those kind of people, would you? I mean, what sort of skills were they selected on the basis of skills, like who's good at cooking, who's good at Scrabble, that sort of thing?
Yes, definitely. We definitely were. We chose a lot of people who'd been before people who have operating background, driven tractors. We had mechanics. Majority of the team were mechanics, electrician, doctor, glaciologist, a couple engineers that have been involved in the drilling project for the last few years. So, yeah, it was quite a diverse crew.
Okay, so when you get there, so the idea is that you're going to set up and set up shop and then drill a hole in the ice, which will be deep enough to try and extract a million-year-old ice core. That in itself, how deep is the hole, do we think, that you have to drill?
My understanding is going to be around 3 kilometres deep, which is...
Three kilometres?
3 kilometres.
Wow.
Yeah, it's quite impressive.
That's a very deep hole.
It sure is. And it'll take a few years to do that, I reckon.
Yeah. So you haven't drilled yet, have you? You've just, I mean, you've successfully, what, got all the gear there and set it up. Is that it?
We've got some gear there. We still don't have all the gear there. So we'll be taking more equipment and everything up next year. This year we did it. We just started doing a little bit of drilling, but it was just with a hand drill. So we took a few shallow ice cores, they call it, just to start the collection and test the ice core, the cold chain for transporting the ice core back as well.
Yeah. So in the team of 10, you're not the only woman, I presume, are you, or not?
No, this year the glaciologist was also a woman, but the rest of the team were men, so there's two of us.
Yeah. I was going to say what sort of skills you need for this mission. I know you started out life as a diesel mechanic, did you? So I presume the old skills haven't left you, have they, Sharon?
No, that's right. So, I did start as a diesel mechanic, and I've worked for the Antarctic Division as a diesel mechanic a few times. And also I've worked as a snow grooming operator in the ski fields. So that came in handy as my job was driving the snow groomer and cutting the road and leading the way for all the tractors.
Hang on. So you were in the lead vehicle?
Yep, that's correct.
Hang on. What about the I don't want to say the word crevasse because I'm sure it's not a word you use in Antarctica, is it? But hang on, Sharon, if you're in the lead vehicle... It's a bit like running scout on a patrol, isn't it? You're the one that's going to cop it.
Yeah, we're very lucky. There's been lots of research and study done, and the route that we're doing we know is free of crevasses because the area that you want to drill an ice core is a very stable area as well, so there's no movement. So you need movement and lots of other different factors to have crevasses, and we're very lucky that our route doesn't come across any of those. So,
you've been there. You've set up. Have you left anybody? No, you haven't left people there. Surely you've all come back, have you? For the Antarctic winter, I presume.
Yeah, that's right. We all come back. I definitely wouldn't want to be there in winter. Like they get temperatures around -80 degrees Celsius during the winter.
That'd be lethal, wouldn't it? Yeah.
You wouldn't want to be there then. That's for sure.
Yeah. Okay, so you'll go back next summer and crank it up again.
Yep, that's correct. We'll head off again, load everything up, drive up, and we're hoping to set the tent up and get the drill and everything all set up ready. And if we're lucky, we might be able to start doing some drilling.
When you say the tent, this isn't a tent for habitation. This is a tent over the drill rig.
That's correct. It's a tent. I think it's like, from memory, it's something like 40 metres long. It's a huge tent and 5 metres high. So that in itself will be a accomplishment to get that up in those temperatures, I reckon.
Yeah. What's that? I'm just speaking as I was asking about things in a leadership role, Sharon, because these extreme environments, are people pretty much self-reliant? Because I can imagine if things started to go a bit pear-shaped for people, managing that could be very tricky, could it?
Yeah, that's why we're very lucky this year in particular. We've had like a great team, a lot of people with a lot of experience, and you're exactly right. You want to have a team who you can rely on. I was lucky we knew everybody pretty well this year, and everyone's got great skills. So, you know, if something does go wrong, you know you've got a good team who will help each other and get behind each other and get through it.
Is there anything you can't fix?
I guess if there was a major failure with one of the vehicles, you know, we might not be able to fix it, but we also have a recovery sled with us so we can bring a vehicle back. But pretty much, yeah, you need resourceful people and we just want to do the best we can and, yeah, help each other out, I reckon, is the best idea in those conditions.
It's a great project. It's really quite something because these ice cores will, according to the scientists we spoke about too last year, these scientists expect that it will provide all sorts of clues to the planet's climate history. So when are you going back, Sharon? Are you going back this time or is someone else going to do it?
No, I'm hoping to go back this year. So I'll finish up soon with the Australian Antarctic Division and then start up again later this year and do some preparation and then we'll head down again, for another 2 months.
Wow, what an adventure. Great example of Australians doing fantastic science in Antarctica too. Very nice to speak with you, Sharon. I love armchair adventures and this is maybe the best chance to experience Antarctica that I'll ever get.
Awesome.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you. Bye.
Sharon Labutta, who is the team leader on that million-year ice core project in Antarctica.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.